My name is Nancy Camden. I'm an oral historian. Today, September 24th, 2009, I am talking with John and Judy Crane of Green Bay, Wisconsin, to record their oral histories. This oral history is a gift from their sons, Martin, Andrew, and Christopher, on the occasion of their 50th wedding anniversary, which was August 15th of this year. I'm going to be talking with both of them about when they met and their life together at this point. Judy, you lived in the town where you went to college, right?
That's right. I lived at home all of the entire time that I was a student at Madison. I started in 1955 and graduated in June of 1959. I loved college. I loved everything about it. It did not seem to me to be a problem to be living at home. I spent most of my time on the campus and loved it all. I loved the classes, and I was involved in quite a few activities. I majored in history and really have valued that my entire life. It was just wonderful.
John, do you remember going off to college?
I started college in 1955, as did Judy, and I graduated in 1959, as did Judy. I was a mechanical engineering student, lived in the dorms for one semester, and then moved into a fraternity house for 3.5 years.
Did you date anyone there before you met Judy?
I think I may have had 2 dates, but we met in February of our freshman year, so there wasn't a lot of opportunity for dates before that.
Where did you meet? Would you remember seeing her for the first time?
Yes. My roommate in the fraternity house was Phil Anderson, and Phil was a high school friend of Judy's. And he said to me, "I know somebody I think you should meet." So he fixed us up on a blind date. And I remember going over to her house. I borrowed somebody's car and went over to her house. A little trouble finding out, but her father was out in front and said, "It's right here." And so I remember walking in the door and seeing her for the first time.
We've always remembered the date because it was the day after John's 19th birthday. He was 19 and I was going to be 19 in 2 weeks.
So, do you remember that day when he came for the date?
Oh, I do. I do remember. And we don't remember, I think we went to a movie, but that's probably all I remember, but I do remember him coming to the house. And we had another date 2 weeks after that, I think, and neither of us ever dated anyone else after that.
Do you think you knew right away that this was going to be more than just a couple of dates, or did it take a while?
No, I think we knew right away.
We were both smitten.
Our backgrounds were so similar. You know, our families, we just natural to be together.
What kind of things did you do for dates?
Well, we did the 50s kinds of things. We went to movies. We went to university events, sometimes athletic events. We studied together frequently. And then John got into the habit of coming to our house, to my house for dinner every Sunday. And my brothers still claim that's how I got him.
That was your mother's good cooking.
It was indeed.
What were the other activities that you were involved with at the time on campus? Were you involved with the Navy program?
Well, that took a lot of time, and engineering school was a lot of credits, so I didn't have much extra time. But we did enjoy going to things at the university, and I remember in particular that we would go to the boxing matches, which eventually the university dropped boxing, but that was something that we did.
John also spent a good deal of time at the fraternity because he worked at the fraternity, and so your job as the steward really took a lot of time. I was very involved at the union. At the Memorial Union, there were many activities and an organizational structure that I enjoyed very much at the union, and I was involved in some other campus activities as well as things that came out of the things I was studying. So it was a very rich time.
When you talk about things we went to at the university, one very deep regret I have is that Pete Seeger came to Madison to sing, and we were ordered by the Navy not to attend his concert because he was on the list of the House Un-American Activities.
You've always regretted that you didn't go. But we did go to see Harry Belafonte, and we had never heard of him when we went to hear him. That's lasted for us our entire lives. We saw him again a few years ago. He came, did a concert in Green Bay.
Did anyone there know that you had this history of having seen him?
No. In fact, I was a little reluctant to go because I thought it had meant so much when we had first seen and heard him that I was afraid that somehow it was going to be a letdown, but it wasn't. It was good.
How long did it take you to develop yourselves politically and philosophically? Did you know at the time that you were in sync in those areas, or were you still being formed?
Well, I think we knew we were compatible, but in the 50s, in the late 50s, we were kind of called the lost generation because politics wasn't very important to us. I don't think we really got interested in politics other than Judy's education and background with her family, but it wasn't until we were in El Paso, Texas, and it was the time of the presidential campaign with Kennedy and Nixon, and I think that's really when we got interested in in the campaign. We didn't really work in the campaign, but we were very interested.
And, of course, at that time, you weren't allowed to vote until you were 21. So that was the first presidential election in which we voted. We both remember it very well. Our political interest, John has already mentioned that our time in Beloit. John left the Marine Corps in 1962. And we moved to Beloit, where he took a job in a papermaking machine company. And we belonged to a Presbyterian church at that time in Beloit that was very much involved in the social issues of the time. Began with the civil rights and then went into the Vietnam War and then maybe even a little into the feminist movement. And so we got caught up in those issues at that time. And the political dimensions of that were great.